Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I am here just with David this week because Roger is vacationing in P-Town. He did tell me he's in P-Town again next week, but he told me he will be back next week because he is there by himself. Right now, he is out at the beach having a good time, and I fully support that.
Well deserved.
But we're here to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 6, Episode 8. It's the Snatch Game of Love episode. So we are going to toot and boot the Snatch Game performances. And then we are going to toot and boot the runway, which was pop art. What did you love about this episode?
I mean, it was overall a strong episode. Like that one, the first round of Snatch Game was probably one of the strongest like rounds of Snatch Game to ever happen, which was fantastic.
I felt like they put Kylie in there because thinking that she wouldn't do great. And then she did really well.
And that was like, I think I said it on Thursday night, like in the moment, like, I think I'm fully behind Kylie now. Is like, that's who I want to win. Cause like, she's the nicest. I think she's had the fiercest runways, like consistently across the board. Like she definitely wins the like most improved award, Like, I just think that she has the story that I like most now of the thing. Cause like, I see the case for Ginger, but like, this is her third try. Like, like she had a bad All-Stars too. Trinity's attitude is just rubbing me the wrong way lately.
Yeah. This week really bothered me when she told Pandora at the beginning that she picked her lipstick because she was worst in the challenge. And then this week, she picked Pandora's lipstick, but Pandora wasn't the worst in the challenge this week.
Right.
So I was like, well, you got to get your story straight, girl, because it's going to be on TV.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just, so there's that. And then Eureka hasn't won. Who does that leave us with? Someone else.
Raja and Trinity.
Raja, right. Which Raja has like, I feel like she started out really strong, but she's just sort of faded to the background as like,
yeah, I think if comedic riffs. If Raja doesn't win this week, she may be in trouble.
I think so.
Or Eureka as well, because Eureka is kind of just hanging out.
Right. So that's what, like, I just think Kylie is like, she is my full package right now. So I love that. But speaking of Raja, I loved her LaToya. Like,
I loved it too.
I thought that was just like such a joyful thing. Like,
yeah, it was
funny. Yeah.
It's exactly what LaToya is. She's not a funny person, but she's, I don't want to say stupid, but kind of stupid.
She's very aloof.
And that's what makes like, her funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And aloof is a better word.
Yeah. And Raja captured that wonderfully. It was great.
Totally. And I was like, yeah. And she took RuPaul's note. She may have taken it too much, but she took the note, and RuPaul loves that. When that happens,
if RuPaul ever tells you to do something, just do it. It doesn't matter if you do it well or not, because Ru just appreciates that you took it.
And she will laugh at it every time.
Right.
All right. Let's get into our Snatch Game first.
Okay.
Actually, we're going to start with RuPaul, of course, in this little, I call this a little disco number because she looks like she's going to Studio 54.
Oh, yeah. I love this. When she came out, Richard was, like, not sure about it, but I just think it's cute. It's fun. I think there's, like, enough interesting elements about it that it elevates it from being, like, just basic.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a cute little dress. Because it's all these beads, I think that's what makes it really, really interesting. So I think she looks great.
Yeah. She almost, like, blends in with the curtain.
I know. She lights by her. Is almost seamlessly bent. If it wasn't colored, she would be part of it. Like ginger in her camouflage.
Exactly.
What do you think Instagram thought of Miss RuPaul?
Oh, I hope it's, like, at least an 85.
It is. It's an 88. Right. Great. On target, David. Good job.
I'm trying.
All right. Ginger Binge is doing Phyllis Diller in the Snatch Game. Just the performance. We're not going to judge their looks because they all looked fine.
I know the name Phyllis Diller, but I don't think I've ever watched any of her work. Sure. For being unfamiliar, I think it was a great choice because like a comedian is like a stand-up comedian is a stand-up comedian. Like your job is just to be funny. Right. And that's what she did. So I obviously like it was a fantastic performance.
Yeah, she was really great as Phyllis Diller. And I mean, I've seen like Phyllis Diller on game shows, but I've never actually seen her comedy. And she nailed it. She did exactly what she needed to do. Right. She's quick, which is just a skill that you just have to have. You can't learn that. Right. Where she could just talk off the top of things. She tried to give Trinity a joke and Trinity missed it.
She was like setting Trinity, like she was being kind to Trinity in a way she didn't have to be.
She really was. Yeah, she could have went right in.
Yeah. But she just wasn't taking it.
No. No, and I think that's part of the Phyllis Diller character as well, as she's more of a self-deprecating comic where she talks about herself more. And so I like that she kind of stuck with that. But yeah, it's a big two for me. What do you think Instagram thought?
91%.
96.
Wow. So
a big toot on Instagram for Ginger. And that is rare because she's not usually liked on these polls.
She did well.
And that's what it shows. Obviously, Trini as Whitney Houston did not do well. It is clearly a boot for me.
Clearly a boot. And I know we're not tooting the looks yet, but I just like can't see this. And like, she looks just like her.
It's frightening how much she looks like her.
It's insane.
Yeah. You thought she was Beyonce. No, she's Whitney Houston.
She is Whitney Houston.
Yeah. But yeah, Whitney Houston is hard to make funny. And when you don't have that quick timing, it's a recipe for disaster.
Exactly. And I just feel like Whitney, like any humor associated with her is so tragic at this point that it almost feels like out of taste, that it's just like,
yeah,
maybe we just don't need to do Whitney.
Yeah. If you're gonna try to make her funny, it has to be really inappropriate, bad taste humor. And we don't want that.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So yeah, it's unfortunate. But yeah, when she said she was doing Whitney, I knew it was a mistake. I also felt like she didn't even try this episode. Like she said in the workroom before it happened, she's like, this isn't my thing. I'm not going to be good, but I should be safe because I've won 2 challenges.
Right.
And I was like, well, no, if you have that attitude, that makes me want to send you home more.
But unfortunately, that was exactly what happened.
And I think Ginger Minj was dumb not saving Pandora, mm-hmm. because Pandora is not a threat. Pandora has no chance of winning. Trinity is competition.
Imagine if this had happened when there were 8 contestants left, like it usually happens.
Yeah.
Trinity probably would have gone home because she wouldn't have had that extra win.
No, yeah, she would have probably gone home. And I mean, honestly, if you're going by the challenge, Ginger, like you said, Trinity should have gone home week 1.
Right.
Am I glad that she did not? Absolutely, because I don't need to see whatever her name was. I can't even think of her name.
Serena Cha-Cha.
Serena Cha-Cha, thank you. I didn't need to see her anymore. But I mean, if you're going based on the challenge, Trinity was the one that should have gone home.
Yeah, agreed.
What do you think Instagram thought of Miss Whitney Houston?
Oh, like it was so bad. Probably like a 90% boot. Someone probably accidentally clicked toot because they thought it was for the photo.
I know that I think at least 2 people tooted it. Yeah, 93%.
Wow, look at me.
you know your snatch game, girl. Dolly Parton, this is Miss Kylie Sonique Love. I will tell you that Pandora did an interview and she was also going to do Dolly Parton.
I think I saw that.
Her other choice was, I can't think of her name now, Rose Nylund
from the Pandora's.
Rose Nylund from the Golden Girls. What the hell is her name?
Betty White.
Thank you.
My mind
is mush today. but that was her other choice. And I think that would have been a better choice for her, but we're going to talk about Dolly Parton first.
Dolly Parton. I mean, she was hysterical.
So good.
Like she,
so unexpected.
So unexected. And watching it the second time, like I missed the line where she was like, you know, I am just country through and through. So that's what I'm going to do. And I was like, that was smart. Like you just were yourself.
Exactly. Do what you know. I love that she put a breastplate on over her actual boobs, because that could not have been comfortable.
Oh my God, I didn't even realize those weren't her actual boobs.
Yeah, that is a giant breastplate.
Wow, that must hurt.
It must hurt so bad, because even just wearing one without boobs, it hurts.
Wow. Well, good for her.
Good for her. The wig is great. The look is perfect. And she was just so, so funny. Big toot for me.
I'll just throw out, I don't love the wig. I think it could have been a little more polished, but it's good.
I did find out that this is actually Willem's wig that she borrowed.
Oh.
Yeah. I listened to their podcast today, and Willem gladly put that out there. She's been telling apparently a lot of the queens borrow stuff from her, and she's been letting everyone know what it is that she's lent them. A lot of shoes, because a lot of design, Willem has a lot of designer shoes.
Oh.
What do you think Instagram thought of Miss Dolly?
Probably like an 83% too.
No, it was 100%. Yeah. So in Instagram's opinion, Kylie won this episode.
I thought they were going to give it to Kylie.
I thought they would too, because that is a true redemption story.
Yeah.
From being sent home season two to winning at this one. But I understand why Ginger won. Eureka as Divine.
So like, if this were the Academy Awards, I would have given her the Oscar, because it was fantastic. It was just too much.
It was so much. The look is flawless.
Flawless.
Like, if someone didn't know that that was Eureka, they would say it's Divine.
Right.
It's so good. Her performance made me uncomfortable, is the word I like to use, quoting RuPaul.
Yeah.
Because right. Yeah, she just ate up all the air in the room.
Yeah, she did. And like,
crazy.
What Pandora said was really fair. It was like, she was giving material that like you couldn't react to.
You can't respond to it. Yeah. And I know that she was just quoting, actually doing Divine quotes. She wasn't doing jokes. She was just doing Divine quotes, which I think is not great. I know Alyssa Edwards did that as Joan Crawford, and it made zero sense. And that's what kind of made it funny. But Eureka's were just, they bothered me for some reason. So I'm going to boot it.
Right.
Just for that reason.
Well, and that's the thing, is like Divine wasn't trying to be funny back in the day when she was making, like, she was trying to be provocative and evocative. Yeah. Like, it wasn't supposed to be funny back then, and it's not now.
Yeah. And I think, I think the biggest challenge for the Snatch Game is making your answers, where you have these canned lines, making them fit to the questions. And I don't think she did that very well.
No.
She's like, this is what I'm going to say, and I'm going to say it when I think it's appropriate.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think Instagram thought of Eureka?
I think it's going to be like a 50-50 split.
Yeah, I think it's probably close. Oh, it's not. Oh. 64 boot for her.
Wow.
Little on the lower side. For some reason, it just drove me crazy. Pandora Box, Kim Cattrall. Yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I think with Eureka, I might have tutored it, just because I do understand, like, the look was perfect and like the impersonation was perfect.
It was just spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Pandora as Kim Cattrall.
It's just so overdone. Like, every gay has a Kim Cattrall impression that they do at Brent. Like, it's just, I don't know. It feels like she is still 10 years in the past as to like what's funny.
Yeah, I think I've said it before. If she keeps saying that she's waited, I think she said 8 years to be back on the show. And I'm like, what have you done during that 8 years?
Not a lot.
Yeah, not much. Because it was hard to watch.
It was hard to watch.
I mean, she had the voice down. I'd like that her hair is a little exaggerated for being drag, but I think she should have not stuck to just doing Samantha Jones. I mean, it would have been, you probably don't even know this movie, but if she had like just like frozen place, because she was in the movie Mannequin, And she was the mannequin. And whenever someone else other than the window dresser was in the room, she would just freeze up into a mannequin position. And I think if she had done that, it would have been hysterical.
That would be funny.
But no one would have gotten it.
Except, but almost, that would have been funny.
Old people like me.
But if no one got it, that too would have been like, what is she doing? Like, almost funny.
Yeah, RuPaul would have died.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. But coulda, woulda, shoulda, it's a boot.
It's a boot.
What do you think Instagram thought of this one?
Oh, like 75% boot.
96. That is a very precise boot, even bigger than Trinity, which I don't agree with. I thought Trinity was the worst.
Trinity was the worst by far.
Yeah. Finally, we have Raja as LaToya. It's a toot for me. I thought she did exactly what she needed to.
Absolutely. I thought it was so wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, and I thought if, I don't know why they didn't pick a winner in this one, because she was clearly the winner. Because it was so understated and just perfect. And what she
did. A nice pantsuit.
Oh my God, that line just made me laugh so hard.
Yeah. It was perfect.
Yeah. Because it's also something you could see LaToya Jackson saying.
Yeah, yeah. A nice pantsuit.
A nice pantsuit. What do you think Instagram thought?
80% too.
71. I think that's low, but that's just my opinion because I thought she did really well.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah. Who had your favorite snatch game?
Kylie.
All right. Yeah, I'm torn between Kylie and Eureka, but I'm going to give it to Kylie as well because I was not expecting it. I expected Ginger to do well.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a Ginger, you expected Ginger to do well, and you know that Ginger kind of had all those lines planned. Yeah. Kylie's really did feel like organic and in the moment. And, yeah.
And she, yeah. The fact that she could keep up with Ginger, it was fantastic.
Exactly.
Yeah. Of course, they had no competition with Trinity between them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Indeed. All right. Pop art on the runway. This is Ginger Minj giving us Andy Warhol on her dress, I guess you'd call that. Oh, sorry.
I think this is one of the best Gingers ever looked.
I agree. This is probably the first toot I'm actually giving Ginger Minj on the runway.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she is wearing this cheap foam wig from Amazon that I also own. I have it in
if purple. It works.
I have it in purple and it works. But yeah, I love the detail, the different colored gloves, the different colored boots. My favorite part is that it's the back of her head on the back of the dress. I think that is mm-hmm. so smart.
It's, yeah, it's just very smart. It's very polished. Like, you know exactly what it is when it comes out. And she exactly. presented it well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Big toot.
Big toot.
Instagram?
Let's go with 85%.
84. Oh, my God. So close.
Wow.
I feel that is low. But again, I know that people do not like Ginger Bitch as well. Kylie Sonique yeah. Love.
I thought this was just super fun. I know a lot of people don't love the wig.
The wig is bad.
The wig is that's a, the wig looks better in her Instagram photos. It looks like she just didn't have time to style it correctly here, perhaps.
Yeah.
I actually love the dress too. When you take the boa away from it, it looks really, really like sexy. I don't know. Like I she managed to make pop art sexy, which I appreciate, and I think she hit the assignment. Is it the most like creative and artistic? Probably not, but I think it's still in toot territory.
Yeah, it's a very low toot for me. My favorite part is actually the stole.
Okay.
Because I don't find the picture very pop art, but looking at it really closely, I zoomed in on some pictures. It's fully stoned. Like, her lips are fully stoned, the eyes are stoned.
Okay.
There's stones all over the dress. My issue is the pink color. I don't find pink to be very pop arty. It's usually primary and secondary colors that are pop art. Mm-hmm. So the pink threw me off. Not that I hate it, but it threw me off.
Sure.
And I will say, on Fashion Photo Review, they zoomed in on her face and you could see her wig line.
Oof.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's rough. I mean, it's a bad wig to begin with, but that's rough.
Yeah, I don't, she just must not have had time with it. It's interesting you bring up the color thing, and we'll talk about it with Raja.
Okay.
But colors, I think, do play a big deal in this runway.
I think the yellow is great. I wish the other colors were like reds and blues or oranges. I mean, you kind of see green in there every now and then, but yeah, it's usually basically primary colors and secondary colors in pop art. But I mean, I still like the look. I think she looks amazing.
Yeah.
What do you think Instagram thought of Kylie?
Let's go with like a 62%.
That sounds fair. 72. Not bad.
Not bad.
Eureka. I'm not even touching it and it keeps jumping back a picture for some reason.
Rude.
What's going on?
I'm going to make Richard's joke that it's you see Ginger on the Wish website and then this is what you get in the mail.
You are correct. This is the thing that comes from China.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite part of it is the latex blue bodysuit.
Right, which I didn't even realize until the judges pointed it out.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of the look. But yeah, when she must have felt miserable seeing Ginger in her outfit and then putting this on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And having to go second.
And also being in latex that long.
Yeah, exactly.
Being in latex that long, knowing you're going to lose.
Oh, under those lights. Oh, my God. That is a mess waiting to happen.
Ugh, yeah.
I like the purse. But overall, I don't like this outfit, so I'm going to boot it.
Give it the boot.
Yeah, it's a boot. Instagram?
55% boot.
52% boot. Very close.
Very?
Yeah. To me, it also, it looks like a shower curtain. Like the fabric.
Sure. I think, yeah.
Like,
you're not wrong.
Yeah, compared to Ginger's I wouldn't see as a shower curtain. This I could see as a shower curtain. And maybe she's selling it on her website. Who knows? Pandora Box, also giving us her face, but on a cape.
I thought this was cute.
Look,
I thought
it was
well done. It did it again. I like this. I don't think there's any, like, it's not my favorite thing. It's a little dark to appreciate everything that's on there.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Yeah, the picture is also very deceiving because her dress is actually green. It's like neon green. Mm-hmm. And in this picture, it's showing yellow. Right. And I'm assuming that's just the lights from when I took the picture. I like it as well. I think it works better because it's just a cape. So you're not mm-hmm. comparing it to the other dresses. And I actually think the
right.
shift dress underneath is actually really cute as well. Her accessories are cute. Her wig is good. So I like it. It's a two for me. But yeah, a very soft two, but a two.
It's solid.
Yeah.
Instagram. Maybe like a 67% too.
No, 77.
77.
Wow. People liked it, yeah. I think people have been liking her runways. And people like her in general.
Well, great. And her runways are never bad, you know? Like, she never looks not pulled together. She just also never looks, like, elevated like some of the other girls can do.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Next, we have Raja. Oh, my God. In purple. She wanted to say something about her color.
Well, I was having trouble maybe putting my finger on, like, why it's not pop art. And the purple, I think, has a lot to do with, like, this one just doesn't feel it.
It doesn't feel pop art at all.
Right.
She slapped those words on her stomach thinking that was going to do it, and that wasn't it. I will say, the picture she put on the back of her jacket, I do love.
Love.
But it's love. Much more graffiti
uh-huh.
than pop art. And you can't see it on her boots, but she's wearing the boots that she wore into the workroom that say Raja O'Hara on them in the front, which is also in graffiti print. So that did not help. So yeah, I think she just missed the assignment. Does she look good? Sure.
Yeah, like this is a cool runway. It's just not pop art.
Yeah, it's a boot because it's not pop art for me. What do you think Instagram thought of this? Did I lose you?
I know people love, I'm here, I'm thinking. Okay. I know people love her. So maybe like a 60% toot.
All right. No, it was a 60% boot.
Wow.
Yeah, that's surprising to me. Not, I think it's the look is a boot just because it missed the assignment, but I'm surprised that Instagram went that low.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finally, we have Trinity K. Bonet giving us true pop art. But my screen doesn't want to stay on it. I'm going to shoot this look. I think she did everything right.
And I'm here. Yeah. I'm trying to find my words.
Okay.
For me, this just skews comic booky.
Okay.
And that's my only like I she looks fierce as fuck.
She does. And the comic book is a pop art fad with like Lichtenstein. It's different from Warhol. Right. And so I think that's the change that you're seeing. Yes. Everyone else did Warhol.
Richard and I did like a full like internet deep dive because of this look. We were like, wait, and then we pulled up Lichtenstein. So like, yes. Yeah. So like it's obviously a huge toot for me. It just like turning the corner, I would see comic book and not pop art.
I see.
Like I have for some of the other girls. And so that's my only like,
yeah.
And like, maybe that's just unfair to her because she picked a different pop artist that's not as in the mainstream for all of us. That's what's holding me back from the shoot.
Okay.
But I do give it a big
two. That is fair. Yeah. What do you think Instagram thought of Miss Trinity?
Oh, probably like a 95%
too. Yeah, I think it's very high, I think.
Yeah.
92% too, very fair. Yeah, I think she looks great. And I have no complaints on this look. And I think I liked it because it was so different from all the other ones. I think that also pushed me over. And
sure. Well, that's, it
she
is
also
very good.
Did the pop art makeup, which no one else did. Like she put the little lines like that are in her dress on her face as well.
Yeah.
So I appreciated that as well.
From the back, it looks like an actual cartoon.
It does, yeah. Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Indeed. All right, who's your favorite?
I'm probably gonna have to go with Ginger.
Ginger?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with Trinity because I think hers is my favorite. Ginger is a very close second because I think she did a great job this week and I usually don't like her runways. So I probably should give it to her. But I'm not. I still like Trinity. Okay, here's our bonuses. This is Ginger's lip sync outfit.
I will just throw out there, I hope we get this runway again because I would love to see like more interpretations of it.
Or takes on it, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. This outfit.
When she put it on and when the workroom, I was like, oh my god, it has to be a country music song, thinking obviously of Dolly Parton with this wig, but I was like, it has to be a country song. Why else would you wear this?
It is like toddlers and tiaras. But like Drew Barrymore and Never Been Kissed trying to go back in time and like do an expose on toddlers and tiaras.
You know? That is the perfect way to describe this look. Yeah, it's terrible.
But it's like amazing because it's terrible.
What? The song, they're doing that Sugar Wall song. I was like, you don't want to be doing that song in this outfit.
Have you ever heard that song before?
I have. I'm from the 80s. 80s music is the thing. So I knew this song. I don't think it's a great song. It's really gross.
It's so weird. I've never heard the phrase sugar walls.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
Yeah, it's an inappropriate song. What do you think Instagram thought of this?
What do I think Instagram thought of it? Not highly. I'm gonna go with
I wonder if people are basing it on this outfit or her performance in the lip sync.
Right.
I'm hoping it's this outfit because that's all I care about.
Right. If we're going with the outfit, I imagine this was polarizing. So I'm gonna go with a 50-50 split.
Okay. No, it was a 56% boob, but you're right there. Right there on the
Yes.
And finally, we have Miss Heidi in closet, who we both adore.
Oh my God. She's literally walking out here looking like some evil empress. Like, yeah, what is this?
She like jumped off the page of Eartha Kitt in that Disney movie.
Exactly. She looks just like it. And her poor little reveal.
I know. Her wig reveal failed, but it was a good wig because that ponytail she had underneath there was amazing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
the outfit underneath the robe is amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I give her a big toot because I love everything about this outfit. I love the reveals and I loved everything that she does.
Absolutely. I would have loved to see her ham up the song a bit more just because it was such an absurd song.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
It's fine. I would ask you what Instagram thought, but my computer apparently doesn't want to show us because it's not letting me zip past it. So let me see if I can jump out and jump back in. Try this. There, can you see that? Mm-mm. Do you see it? I don't think I'm sharing my screen, am I?
I don't see anything now.
Great, let's try this. What do you think she got before I put it up there?
Uh, 80% too.
I would have thought that as well.
No.
Sorry, my computer is being crazy. No, just 52% too.
Judgmental bitches.
I don't understand that whatsoever. But there you have it. That was our episode. I'm getting weird, really weird lighting now. It's like coming up off the desk. So I'm like getting under lighting and no lighting. I'm literally sitting in front of a window. there you go. Yeah, we're done. Do you think this game within a game is ever going to happen?
No, I think it's clearly like it cannot be a girl coming back. It can't be at this point. I will be
I
very
think it angry. Is. I still think it is. But it shouldn't be.
No. Unless we learn that they have been doing stuff this entire time behind the scenes.
Yeah, I think they should have been doing side challenges, and then we're going to get maybe a clip show saying this queen won this week. So like you have the first two competing, one of them moves forward, they compete against the next one, kind of like Top. Do you watch Top Chef?
I don't watch Top Chef, but Survivor did something similar.
Okay, yeah, it's called, I don't know what it's called, but they have this back competition, and then eventually the winner of that moves back into the competition at some point. I don't know that that's what's happening because I don't think they care that much about production. Someone said to me what they thought last Thursday, and they think that it's going to be a lip sync palooza like we had for season 13 to start it, where they just all lip sync against each other and eventually one is the winner and they come back. If that is true, like someone from the first four episodes can't come back. It has to be someone from that's just going home.
Yeah.
It's not going to be Pandora.
I bet they bring back Jan just to kick her off again.
Jan, they would love to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would love to do that. So Jan is a possibility. I would think Yara would be a possibility, but she went home too early. And I don't know anyone else who could come back. I guess maybe Scarlett? I know you hate Scarlett.
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Jan's the only real possibility in my head.
Yeah. Jan is the only good television as well.
Yeah.
You don't care about any of these other queens.
No.
I guess maybe Silky. Ugh.
Or Akiria. She was even on.
Akiria. I would see her again. But it's also not happening before next week, so we're going to get rid of another queen.
Unreal. Also, I guess they're not doing a makeover because they're doing this Drag Tots thing.
Oh, this Drag Tots. Have you ever watched Drag Tots?
I tried to.
It's so awful.
It's so bad.
but I guess doing a live action one is kind of like cosplay, I guess. I don't know if they're creating their own characters or if they have to replicate them, the cartoons.
In my head, they're like voicing a cartoon.
Okay.
I don't know. I have nothing
to go off. I thought Rue said that they had to create live action versions of them. But I wasn't sure if they had to do it of themselves, so by turning themselves into one. But I saw all the pictures of the characters laid out, so I don't know if they have to pick them. Maybe we'll get a mini challenge and someone will assign them. That would be wonderful.
Wonderful.
That always makes for great drama. And because I don't know what the challenge is, I don't know who to expect to go home. But my money is on Eureka or Trinity, which would be good television because, you know, they have this fake romance. Raja, if she doesn't win, I think she's also in trouble. Or maybe Ginger, because people are just tired of her. Yeah, the only one I feel safe is Kylie.
Yeah.
Unless she totally tanks the challenge.
Which I don't think she will at this point.
No, I think she'll be fine.
Yeah, I think she's shown that, like...
I think as long as she does enough to just get by, she's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Those are my speculations for this week. I have no rumors. I don't know rumors, so that's what I'm going to... Like I said, the lip sync thing, someone literally just told me that in the bar, and I was like, sure. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I bet is it all out there on Reddit, do we think?
I'm sure it is. I haven't gone to look for it. At this point, I just don't care because it should have happened weeks ago.
Right.
But, oh, well. Thanks, as always, David, for joining me. I will see you next week. Are you in the office at all?
I'm going in tomorrow.
I'm not going to be there.
You're not in tomorrow? Yeah. And then I'll be in Tuesday and Thursday next week, probably.
Okay. I'll see you next week, probably sometime then. And we'll be back talking with you, Toots and Boots, with Roger next week. Thanks, everyone. Have a good weekend.
Bye.